Thank you for listening to Gloria Juggles with Everyday Struggles. My name's Gloria, and welcome to a new episode.
Welcome to week 5. Today I want to take it from last week's conversation on careers and creativity and move that into social media and the pressure brought on by social media, by social media influencers, and this constant need to put out content and be something special online. I have been relating this entire podcast to New York City and my being in New York City, my experiences as a New Yorker, especially having to do with pace and how everything is very fast-paced and everything is very based on how quickly you can get things done. But with social media culture, it isn't really location-based. However, it is very fast-paced. There is this need to put out content and always be up to date with what you're throwing out there and coming up with new ideas and constant ideas and never having that pause to kind of like slow down and see what you're doing and see how what you're doing has been affecting you, if it is affecting you. But I think the other side of that is now the people who are consuming these things, especially young people. Young people are every day going. They wake up in the morning, they have lunch, they get home right before they go to bed. More than likely, they're scrolling through something, probably Instagram or Twitter or Snapchat. They're always going through a source where they have the ability to see how other people are living their lives. And it isn't much talked about that you're seeing online what someone wants you to see. And so, yeah, while everything is peachy and everything seems great, which, I mean, maybe it is. I'm not speaking to anybody else's experience, but I think that it could be this thing where you don't want to put out any negative content. You're taught so that in order for people to pay attention to you and in order for people to want to be on your page or on your content, it needs to be positive. It needs to be something that people want to see every day, people want to follow. And so you create aesthetics and you do all these things to keep yourself interesting or yourself seem interesting. And so, maybe because of a lot of drama that's going on currently, the first thing that comes to my mind is YouTubers. YouTubers put out a very, very, very happy exterior. And so I think that that's why when something happens and something blows up with them, it's all so very interesting to figure out that the initial thing about them that their viewers believed that they knew isn't actually what they know. You find out something about a person who actually you really don't know, and all of a sudden there's this shock and there's this whole, and it's because they've created a brand, and most likely this brand is based off of positivity. And so I think a lot of times people can get caught up in this life of needing to always be thinking of something new that you want to do. and you keep going and you keep pushing, and then somewhere along the lines, and I think at that point this can happen to anyone, not just YouTubers, you lose your focus, you lose yourself, you lose your judgment, and you begin to go a different way than the brand that you've put out, because you're just trying to get things done, you're just trying to make something happen. And so this all goes towards pressure. And then it's also, young people see themselves in their teens, in their late teens, or even in their 20s, going, well, like, there's this person and this person, and they've been able to do all these things. Why can't I do this? Why haven't I been able to find my thing? Why haven't I been able to really hit it off in this world of influencers? And I think that social media has promoted a lot of people to be really, really hard on themselves. And so, connecting that to last week's conversation about careers and pressure that comes from family or even friends, now you have it coming in from everywhere else. You're seeing people who were able to take nothing or next to nothing or very little and turn it into something. Turn themselves now, like, people are the brand. And so turn themselves into the brand, and then not know how to do that, and not know how to become successful. What is your path for success? And I think not everyone has to feel like this is their career path. I'm very, very sure that not everyone feels that this is their career path. But just because this isn't something that one might desire to do, doesn't mean that watching it happen doesn't make you feel like maybe there's something more you could be doing. Maybe there's something different that you could be doing, and all these thoughts come in. And it's literally because every single day you're being fed the same, like, different content, new content, and you're going like, oh, they're doing this thing and that thing and traveling here and there, and here I am in my home city, whatever it is, and I'm not doing the same things, I'm not doing as much, quote unquote. And you begin to feel like, oh, maybe I should be doing something differently. And I think sometimes that could be true. Sometimes there are ways that we can better ourselves and better our lives, and it's literally just a matter of us not being so complacent and just sitting back and kind of just going through these daily routines. There is something to be said about doing something new every day and living life fully. But I think there's also something so untrue about the fact that because somebody else is doing it, it means that I should be doing it, and I should have this and I should have that. Because the first part is that it really isn't meant for everyone. But the second part is that it's so easy to get a false perception of somebody else's life because you don't see the background. You don't see the hours put into putting out these things. You don't see the work, and you don't see the struggles. And so it becomes necessary to think about everything, not to just think about what you're seeing and how you're seeing it. And if that's the path that you want to take, I think everyone should then try. Everyone who wants it should try. Everyone who wants it should just go for it. There's no reason to say, but like, no, I can't do this. I couldn't do this. But on the other end, it's, if it takes long, that's okay. Keep pushing. If it isn't what you thought and you don't think this is the lifestyle for you, that's okay. Do something else. And so the message continues to be that pause, and about pausing and what it means to pause. We're not taught that it's okay to take a pause, just to take a break and be like, is this what I should be doing? Is this what I should not be doing? And when it's coming from everywhere, then you're like, well, how do I change this? What do I do? How can I help myself? Look at something else. And I think you can help yourself by just thinking about what it is that you want and trying to go along that path. How I've said before, it's about relinquishing fear and getting away from the fearfulness of not knowing what's next and not knowing if you can and not knowing if you'll be judged and all of these things. Going for things fully and hoping that you can really do it is super important. And I think if the fear is just if you'll be supported or not, I think the support will come, the support will find you, and you'll really figure out who is healthy to surround yourself with in that perspective. Because you went for something that you really wanted. But also, don't cave into that pressure. Don't cave into that feeling like everyone else is just living completely better than you. Because of what their social media tells you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I really thank you for listening. Please remember to check back in next week, and if you really enjoyed it, please just let people know about me. Thank you.